Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for another day. This is a Remnant Ministry Prayer First, and I am Pastor Margaret Lee, welcoming you to this time, this appointed time, this set time that God has set for us to meet. I pray you had a wonderful week, a blessed week. If there was challenges, that you remember that God was there with you, and he brought you through. He is a deliverer. He is a provider. He is the God of our salvation, and he does see us through. No matter what we go through, we can look to the hills. From whence cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord God Almighty, the maker of the heavens and the earth. So we're just going to rejoice today and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. I had some things that I was going to discuss, and then I see there are some concerns we have with the elements. So we need to pray for Florida. And we also, I found out from speaking with some friends of mine, that we really need to pray for North Carolina. They're still going through. We don't think about the devastation and all the things that it entails, that the mosquitoes and the animals that are no longer with us who were caught up in the tragedy, and there are results that they are dealing with. So let us continue to pray for them and pray now for Florida, as well as Cuba, and the path in which the storm is taking. Amen. But we'll do as we normally do, and that is go into the scriptures and hear from the Word of God. Our scriptures for the morning, same as we've had for some time. 2 Chronicles 7. 14, and we'll just see how the Lord flow with it. Hallelujah. The word of the living God. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. Need to do that again. Listen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We'll go to Psalms 1 and 1 through. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. Thy word is rich, is pure, and is holy. Proverbs 2. And we'll go from 4 to 9. Proverbs 2, 4 and 9, 4 through 9. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, knowledge and understanding. He layeth sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Let's do 20 through 22. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11-14. And it reads as follows. Jeremiah 29:11-14. For I know the thoughts that I had, that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place hence caused you to be carried away captive. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let that be spoken. Our God is the promise keeper. Oh, yes, he is. Amen, amen. Let's read John 14:1-7. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Amen. Truly, we can trust and stand on and believe the word of God. Truly, these are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Amen. Amen. Our God is a promise keeper. Our God is faithful. Our God is the only true and living God. Besides him, there is none. He's the one who created the beginning. And he does indeed have the final say-so. So many things have gone through my mind during the past week, what we should talk about. And as I stated earlier, so many things have come up and concerns and the weather. Well, the people of God, pray and seek God. Turn from our wicked ways. He said he'll heal the land. So we will do that. Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus, the Christ, we come, your Son, the Son of the living God. We come in your name, and we call him Jesus. And we ask, Father God, that you, those who need comforting, bring peace, shalom, make them whole, who are broken. Those who feel hopeless, we ask that you give them hope. Hallelujah. Touch where only you can touch. Bless your name, Almighty God. We ask that you enfold each and every one, people, the sound of my voice, present, future, point of need. Allow them to know you, my God, that they can trust you, depend on you, and God, let them get to really know you as their God, as their Father, as their Master, as their Lord, and as their God. Allow them to know that they can trust you. Tear down every wall that has been built up that will divide and separate them from you. And Father, even those interior walls that they are holding up to live around these walls to make a safe place for them, their exterior and interior walls, bring them down, Almighty God. Allow them to really lean and depend on you, knowing that you're capable of handling every situation. Allow them to lay their cares upon you. And we thank you for giving them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Almighty God, freedom, Almighty God, that they can walk, Almighty God, in the newness of life. And if there's any who don't know you, Father, we pray for them right now. We ask that you touch them. We assure them that they can trust you. And it's not about a relationship with man or knowing you through someone, but knowing you personal, intimate relationship with the Almighty God, the God who loved them, who breathed breath into them and they became a living soul, who knew them before the foundation of the world, who had purpose and plan for them to be here. God, every situation, circumstance that will cause a person to doubt your love for them this morning, tear down, destroy it, Almighty God. Let them feel refreshed, renew, and revive, Almighty God. Allow them to know that they can call on you, because you said, if you call me, if you call me, I'll answer. Oh God, let them feel you.
Remove man, what man is said, man traditionalism. God, let them find you. Oh, Almighty God, have an experience with you. Oh, God, touch. Give hope, Almighty God. Father, we ask that you guide them. If they're walking, if they're in their cars, driving, on the rail, in the air, Almighty God, whatever the means of transportation that's getting them to and for throughout the day, throughout the week, we ask that you grant them traveling mercy, Almighty God. Oh, God, stay the hand of the enemy, Almighty God. Surround your people, keep them safe from the robbers, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Stay the hand, Almighty God. Oh, give them peace this week as they go about their daily occupation. Oh, God, regardless through the profession. Touch the doctors, the lawyers, the judges. Let them know that you are God. You have assigned them to meet needs for your people. God, we ask that you allow them to know that their very heart is in your hands. Oh, when they have to make decisions, let it be filtered through the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, and every occupation bring peace and harmony. Those who are in care of are the ones who are seniors, God, let them have compassion and love for those that they're caring for. Sisters and brothers with dementia and Alzheimer's, touch, special care. Cease the disease, Almighty God. Nothing is too hard. We thank you. Now the impending storm that's coming to Florida and across the country and going back out to sea. Father, we ask that you stay that storm, quiet that storm, protect your people, Almighty God. Save lives, Father. Prepare all the people to, but also, Father God, we ask that you lessen the storm if it must go across in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Well, I wanted to take this time, and I wanted to encourage you to do the work of our Father. He's called you, paired you, and has empowered you to accomplish a task for the kingdom here on earth. And with all the distractions that may have come in your life, all of the disappointment and fear failures and insecurities, but I need you to understand something. What God has spoken, none of it, the work that God has called you to do, have something. I'm looking at those who are in their 70s, and they're saying, if I knew then what I know now, I would do this and I would do that. But my brothers and my sisters, you just said something. If you knew then, but guess what? You know it now. Glory to God. And now is the expected task for you to go forth with audacity to do what's been placed in you before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Glory to God. You say you believe in it. You say he's a great God. nothing too hard for your God. Mm-hmm. So internalize it. Hi, yes, Lord. And it's never too late. As long as you're breathing, you got your limbs, you may be in a wheelchair, you may be walking, whatever, you can do it if God has called you to it. You can accomplish. Yes, you might make mistakes. Yes, I'm here. Probably some would say, why is she on there? But I'm going to keep on until it's perfected. Writing a book. Yes. Some say she split those verbs. but they are proofreaders. Hey, yes, they are. Glory to God. And the Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us. When we wake up and say, God, I can do it. I don't care. You're not looking at people. You're looking to God, the author and the finisher of your faith. There's nothing too hard. If Abraham can have a baby at his age, I'm sure we can do what God called us to do. Amen. So I want to encourage you. If God has called you in the ministry, if he has called you into other areas, secular areas, to go back to school, do it. To be a professor, do it. Do it. He called you to be an evangelist, a missionary, to go out into the field, prepare, and do it. He'll lead you to it. Just have faith in God. Our God wants us to trust him. He wants us to take the cliches and take the scriptures that we so easily allow to flow from our lips and to begin to walk the talk. Amen. He made you in his image and in his likeness. Have faith in God. Pray, seek his face. Hear his voice, get your instructions. And he did something for me this weekend that was, I have been needing and wanting, and he just, I responded maybe a month or so ago, and he put me in an environment that was so blessed, so wonderful, and so inviting. So inviting, so impactful. I was just almost beyond myself. And I thank God for the hostess, mighty woman of God. And God used her to bring about a change and an encouragement in my life. And I know that I wasn't the only one. So there is need for you. In the kingdom, God has need of you. Seek him and allow him to work in you. You will be surprised. You will just be amazed of what will take place. Be encouraged, knowing that you can do it. Inspiration. Ask God, the scripture says, lean not to your understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Books to be written, professors, doctors, you know, finished work that you started, and you just got all turned around. Whatever it is, my brothers and my sisters. Pray that you have the audacity. Stand up. Throw your head back and say, I can do it. because of the God that's in me. Hallelujah. He called you to it. He'll take you right on through it. And you will be satisfied. Be a God pleaser. Oh, yeah. I didn't doubt you. And we did it. Hallelujah. God is good. You have breath to, that he has allowed you to breathe. You have pen and paper. You have the library, the internet. You know, look. You got your word. Hallelujah. And he will speak to you through the word. I'm telling you, go out. Look. Just stand outside. If nothing is coming, just stand outside and inhale and exhale and begin to bless God. Bless the God of your salvation. Lift your hands towards heaven and bless him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is your God. Bless him. Oh, and watch what he do to you and through you. For the kingdom. Surrender to him. Oh, God. I don't know. But I've been wanting to sing, God. Glory. So get some tapes and begin to practice singing to the glory of God. I want to play that piano. Find somebody to teach you. And I'm told that there are some who play mighty, 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 mighty good. And never had professional instruction. However God does it, I can't dictate that. I just encourage you to do it. And you can. Our God is good. And you will if you seek it. And you will be fulfilled. You'll leave a legacy. Your children will say, you know my grandmother, my grandfather. They did this at 70. Oh, yeah, 70 is a good age. They did it. Proud of them. If they can do it, guess what? So can I. Oh, we have to leave a legacy. Not only for our blood, but for our spiritual children. Oh, we can be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Amen? So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, my brothers and my sisters. The word of the Lord God Almighty, Numbers 6:24. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Hello. My brothers and my sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power. Again, you can do things. Christ. Repent. Pray. Hallelujah. The armor is morning on you. Hallelujah. And stay in and focus in on the word of God. Let's pray for North Carolina and Florida and the Gulf Coast in Jesus' name. And as we leave you today, the time go by so fast. As we leave you today, we'd like for you to remember that Jesus is real. I call him Yeshua. He loves you. God loves you. And you let someone know today, this week, that you love them because you're a child of the Almighty God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, for your mercy and your grace. I thank you for spending this time with me. And I pray that I've said something to encourage you. Someone else. Amen. Until next week, God bless.